or he's just really motivated by something.
或者是他第二个原因就是他真的被什么东西来影响他。
Her father actually went to China to carry out missionary work.
实际上赛珍珠的爸爸要回中国大陆是为了要传教。
So my mother decided that it was actually the love of God that motivated him to go into China.
所以我妈妈决定认为说他是因为神的爱所以才让赛珍珠的父亲做这样决定。
And she also thought it was because that her father loved God so much that God blessed his children.
而也是因为赛珍珠爸爸这么爱神所以神也很祝福他的小孩。
So Pearl S. Buck is a Pulitzer Prize winner.
他是那个普里斯奖的得主。
She also won the Nobel Prize.
他也得到诺贝尔奖。
So my mom decided that it was because of God that Pearl S. Buck was so successful.
所以我妈妈认为说就是因为他父亲对赛珍珠父亲对神的爱，所以让赛珍珠这么的成功。
So my mom set off on a journey to look for God.
所以我妈妈就决定开始来寻找神。
So she started off where she was most familiar with.
所以他从他最熟悉的地方来开始寻找。
She started in the Catholic Church.
他是从天主教的教会来寻找。
So if you haven't been to a Catholic Church,
如果你从来没有去过天主教的教堂，
they have really, really nice chapels.
他们有非常非常壮观的教堂。
They have like stained glass and like huge congregations.
他们有很漂亮玻璃窗户，然后他们有很大的，就是他们会堂很大，人数很多。
So my mom decided to, you know, try it out.
所以我妈妈就想试试看。
So Catholics have this thing called Lent.
天主教有那个灯，嗯，是灯台。
Lent is like sort of like a week where you give up meat, like a type of religious week.
一个礼拜。
Yeah.
所以天主教有所谓的，就是有一个星期，他们特别把它保存下来。
So Lent is where you give up something that you love for God.
所以他们有一个礼拜是你要来牺牲你平常很喜欢的东西，然后你把它留给神。
So in many cases it's meat.
很多时候呢是肉。
So a lot of my Catholic friends for like maybe a week or a month they would just like not eat meat.
所以有很多我很多天主教的朋友，他们在那个礼拜的时候，他们会完全不吃肉。
So my mom decided to try this out.
所以我妈妈就想试试看这个。
Because if it would bring her closer to God, she would do it.
因为她认为任何一个会让她更接近神的，她都要试试看。
So she went for a while without meat.
所以她就试着不吃肉一段时间。
But of course that didn't do anything.
但她并没有任何的效果。
In the Catholic Church, she didn't experience God.
在天主教的教会里面，他并没有体验到神。
So she moved on to another church.
所以他又继续到另外一个教会。
So when she came to America, one of the first churches she tried out was the Baptist church.
所以当他来到美国的时候，他第一个试的教会是浸信会。
She said that the Baptist church people were really nice.
他说浸信会的浸信会的就是他们的教友非常的友善。
They also have a very large congregation.
他们也有很多的会员。
But she didn't experience God either.
但是她在那里也没有体验到神。
So she moved on to the next church.
她又继续到另外一个教会。
So then she tells me that she studied with Jehovah Witnesses for 6 months.
所以她跟我讲说她曾经跟耶和华见证会在那边跟他们一起查考了6个月。
So if you don't know, Jehovah's Witnesses are a really, you know, fervent denomination.
如果你不认识耶和华见证会的话，耶和华见证会他们的信徒非常的热心。
They are mainly known for intense evangelizing.
他们很著名的就是他们非常的努力的在传福音。
So she studied the Bible with them for a long time.
所以我妈妈跟他们一起查经很长的一段时间。
And she also said that they were very nice.
她说他们也非常的好。
But there was one problem.
但是他们有一个问题。
She found out that Jehovah Witnesses don't consider Jesus is God.
她发现耶和华见证会他们并不认为耶稣是神。
They think Jesus was just a really good person.
他们认为耶稣只是一个很好的人。
And that he wasn't nailed on a cross either.
他们也不认为耶稣钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on some sort of stick.
他们认为他只是挂在木头上。
So there's a couple of reasons why that can't be right.
所以这个绝对不是正确的，有一些原因。
Because if Jesus wasn't God, then he would not have been able to die for our sins.
如果耶稣不是神的话，他就没有办法为我们的罪来受死。
Because we require blood sacrifice in order to wash away our sins. That's why the Israelites had to sacrifice animals.
因为我们的罪需要血来洗净，所以以色列人他们才以前才需要用牛羊的血来洗净他们的罪。
So if you have sinful blood trying to wash away the sins of others, that doesn't really work.
所以你如果本身是一个有罪的血的话，你要来洗净别人的罪，那这个不太合理。
So that conflicted with my mother's perception of Jesus Christ.
所以这个跟我妈妈对耶稣基督的观念不同。
So she left.
所以她又离开了。
The next church she tried was a Chinese Christian church.
接下来的教会她来尝试的是一个华人的一个基督教会。
Because in Florida we don't have very good Chinese food.
因为在 Florida 我们没有很好的中国餐厅。
So she says every Sunday she went, she had really good food.
所以她每一个礼拜去，每个星期日去，她都有很好吃的中国菜。
But after a while she didn't feel anything.
但是经过一段时间，她仍然没有体验到神。
So she left.
她又离开。
So the next church she tried was the Mormon church.
接下来教会她尝试的是摩门教的教会。
So the formal name of the Mormon church is the Church of Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Saints.
而摩门教它正式的名称是叫耶稣基督再临的教会。
So she picked up the Book of Mormon.
所以她把摩门经拿起来看。
And she found out how the religion of Mormonism was founded.
她看到摩门教是怎么建立的。
So basically what she knows about it is that the founder of the Mormon church had a dream.
所以她所理解的是摩门教的那个创始人他有一个梦，他做梦。
And in his dream, an angel told him to go to a certain place.
在他的梦里面，天使告诉他要到某一个地方。
And in that place,
在那个地方
you dig a hole,
你挖一个洞。
And you will find the Book of Mormon.
你会发现摩门经。
And then the founder of the Mormon Church found the Book of Mormon.
所以这是摩门教的创始人怎么发现摩门经。
So my mom thought that was really strange.
那我妈妈觉得这个很奇怪。
How could the word of God come out from a hole in the ground?
神的话语怎么能从地上的一个洞里面跑出来？
So she left the Mormon church.
所以我妈妈又离开了摩门教。
So after all these churches, she didn't experience God. So in the end, she went back to the Catholic church.
所以在这些所有的教会当中，她都没有体验到神，所以她又回到天主教会。
Because she thought that God is holy, so the church that worships God in the most solemn and formal manner, that's the church, that's the way that they should worship God.
因为她说，她认为神是圣洁的，所以当一个教会可以用一个很严肃、非常虔诚的态度来敬拜他，应该是真的。
But there's another problem with the Catholic Church.
但是天主教会也有另外的问题。
They actually don't encourage their members to read the Bible.
他们并不鼓励他们的信徒来读圣经。
So my mom didn't really know much.
所以我妈妈其实了解的不多。
So she just bought a Bible and just started reading it.
所以她就买了一本圣经，然后开始来读。
So she started reading the New Testament.
所以她从新约开始念。
And she realized that in the New Testament, there's this mention of something called the Holy Spirit.
所以她在新约圣经当中有看到它里面提到圣灵。
So she didn't really know what this was.
她并不知道这是什么。
Because she hadn't heard of it before.
因为她从来没听说过。
So she decided that the easiest way to find out what the Holy Spirit is.
所以她认为最能够了解圣灵的方式。
Is to go to every single Christian she knows.
去每一个基督徒，他所认识的基督徒。
And ask them if they know about the Holy Spirit.
然后来问他们，他们知不知道圣灵。
So that's what she did.
所以她就这样做了。
Whenever she met someone, she would ask them, are you Christian?
当她遇到人的时候，她会问他们说，你是基督徒吗？
And a lot of them, like 50% of them said yes.
也许一半的人会跟她讲说是。
Then she would get really excited and say, hey, do you know about the Holy Spirit?
她就会很兴奋地问他们说，你们知道圣灵吗？
And then they would say no.
他们就会说不知道。
So then she would just kind of give up.
所以她就会放弃。
But then there's this one time she was invited to go somewhere.
但是有一次她被邀请到一个地方。
Now, this is kind of funny because Taiwanese people know what this word is.
这有点好笑，因为是台湾人会知道的地方。
So she said she was invited to be a light bulb. 电灯泡。
她因为她是被邀请去当电灯泡。
So in American terms, this would be a third wheel.
这在美国的理解当中，就是她是成为就是两个人当中的那个中间的人。
So since I see a lot of confused faces.
因为我看到有好像很多人不知道这个名词。
That's basically when two people go out on a date.
基本上就是有两个人出去约会的时候。
And then you have this one awkward person extra.
你有第三个人在旁边当电灯泡。
So that's what my mom was invited to do.
所以我妈妈就是被邀请做这个角色。
So she reluctantly went to go be a third wheel.
所以她就很勉强的，可是去做这个电灯泡。
So she gets there.
她到那边的时候。
And she finds out that the other person had also brought a third wheel.
她发现另外一个人也带了她的电灯泡。
So there's four wheels.
所以总共有四个人。
So it's less awkward now because she has a person she could talk to.
实际上这样子变得比较不尴尬，因为他有另外一个人可以来聊天。
So she just talks to the other third wheel while the other people do their thing.
所以他就去跟另外一个电灯泡来讲话。
So then she asks him, "Are you a Christian?"
他就问他说，你是基督徒吗？
And he says, "No, but my wife is."
他说我不是，可是我太太是。
So she gets really excited and says, "Hey, do you know about the Holy Spirit?"
所以他就很兴奋地问他说，那你知道圣灵吗？
And he says that yes, he actually does.
那个人实际上说是我知道。
So my mom was really surprised because she'd always gotten no as an answer.
我妈妈非常惊讶，因为她之前得到的答案都是不知道。
So she asked him, "Hey, do you have it?"
她就问他说，那你有吗？
He says, "No, but you know my wife's church, their entire church has it."
但是那个人说我自己本身没有，但是我太太的教会全部的人都有。
My mom said that was impossible.
我妈就跟她讲说怎么可能？
Because the Holy Spirit is given to the select few.
因为圣灵是只是神所拣选的一批人。
But this guy was like, "No, my wife's church, they really have it."
但是这个人就跟他讲说，没有，我的太太的教会每个人都有。
So she talked with him for a really long time.
所以我妈妈就跟这个人谈了很久。
She was really happy because she'd finally gotten a hold of someone who knew something about the Holy Spirit.
她非常高兴，因为她终于跟一个知道圣灵的人联络上了。
So she goes home and she's really happy.
她回到家，她非常高兴。
So at that time, my dad was away on a business trip.
那时候我爸爸是在出差当中。
So when she gets home,
所以当她回到家的时候，
she finds out that her home has been completely